Close your eyes and let yourself feel open. Make sure you're ready, that you're turned on, maybe touching yourself already. But you'll need to move your hands out of the way when it comes to be time. So lay back as comfortably as you can. I'll just sit, nestle in next to you. Move further away or closer in as I need to. And I want you to spread your legs. Show me yourself. Keep touching. Keep masturbating. Get to the point where you're twitching. I want to see that pleasure running through you. And you can watch me touch myself. Honestly, I've been naked most of the time lately. It's just been easier. I just showered, cleaned up, and got a little time to play. So we should really get you into the right kind of thinking. Awaken you to a craving. Build some anchoring memories that can be used for hypnotic programming later. Building up a fetish, making it stronger, is really quite useful. It gives a touchstone, a shared enjoyment. As long as I have the fetish, the interest too, and I can have it from the same side as you or from a dominant, assertive end of the spectrum. But it's all about just giving you strong, positive associations and easy inroads for arousal, awakening you to vacant-minded possibilities you haven't explored yet, but when they arrive, you will instinctively understand are good for you, nourishing. You don't even need to have the fetish underlying for it to still be erotic. For example, the very idea of me leaning back, running my fingers over my pussy, spreading myself, dripping, and you touching yourself for me. There's no specific fetish involved, but those things are objectively pretty erotic, and just the idea of having me sit next to you is in and of itself a turn-on. Now the fact I'm directing, speaking in a specific way, slowly unwinding relaxation into your body as your touching of yourself becomes more and more automatic. Maybe that's a fetish. For your submission, for my dominance, for directed instructions to masturbate, for the voyeurism of my observing and your observing me. But each of us just watching the other touch, watching the flush of the cheeks, the flutter of eyelids, the pleasure rise and fluster the other, each of us observing that is normal, even if there is the thin edge of the wedge of a fetish creeping its way in. It's just sexy things happening, it's natural. It's normal. Each of us responding. Ordinary, simple, understandable. And if I slide my foot over and down between your legs and just lightly press my smooth, soft soles against you, moving your hand out of the way and just grinding, giving you that little bit of friction to make you whimper, yelp under my heel, well, that's still just sexy stuff happening. Who's to say what's a fetish and what's just normal sexual desire excited by a horny girl sliding her foot between your legs and purring her thoughts into your ear? I can't pretend I even know, really, because I end up using a certain tone of voice, a certain flow of thoughts as I get hornier and hornier, and as I slide a foot between your legs, well, if I keep sliding it, and moving it up your body, nestling myself between your legs, rubbing my butt against you, or sliding one of your legs between my thighs, rubbing my pussy against it, and always the soft, smooth sole of my foot sliding up your body, rubbing around. That would be normal, if horny, if depraved, if deep, if aroused behavior, right? Natural. Normal. Who's to say where the fetish begins and ordinary, arousing, sexual snuggling ends? Natural. Normal. And if I keep sliding my foot up your body, sliding my legs until we were entwined and you could hump the soft flesh of my thighs, until the heat of my wet pussy were nestled between your legs, where your hand, where my foot so recently were, and the two of us were just grinding. And if I stop my foot resting against your chest, playing the tip of one toe over your nipples, lightly grinding the pressure of it into you, letting you feel the muscles of my legs twined with you, sitting back, sliding my pussy away, running my soul down your chest, back down between your legs, until we are disentangled and I stop my foot and lightly grind, rocking the soul between your legs back and forth, back and forth. Well, that's just bound to build a positive association. Bound to pull you into increased arousal every single time you see my feet, or get a chance to access what is, after all, a very sensitive, vulnerable part of the body. If your partner, your lover, the object of your desire, lets you touch their feet, lets you rub. There tend to be some sensitive and arousing sparks that come out of it, as well as the intimacy and trust, the rapport. And then add in that the soft, aesthetically pleasing curve or arch of a sole can be very alluring. The idea of just kneeling down, kissing, licking someone's toes, or the slightly dexterous feeling of them curving, rubbing, tracing over your body. That interesting articulation in your mind as you try to think, why are you drawn in so? Why are you pulled into the gravity, the orbit, into thinking about my feet running over your body, or resting on you, pinning you, letting you feel the weight of me, letting you feel how I could twine my legs around you, wrap my arms as well, grip you close, run my hands over your upper back, my feet down the lower, or twine them around, my legs too, just wrapping around you, rubbing over your body, but your brain returns always to the flame-hot, arousing point of contact where my feet touch your back, or slide between your legs, or rest on your face as I'm doing something else with you just blank, deep. Anything can be an induction mechanism, a fixation mechanism, but having a nice fetish, and again, the line between what is just sexual bonding, snuggling, building contact between us, and what is your fetishization and fixation, well, that line can be hard to precisely spot, but after a long enough time of building up, attaching weight to, going under for, sleep, for my feet resting on your body, pressing down into you, making contact, or just hanging off the edge of a seat, or off the edge of the bed, and swaying back and forth above your face as you lay somewhere vulnerable and on display, mindlessly masturbating, rubbing away all your thoughts in the hot, squeezing, satisfying, familiar feeling of having your legs squeezed together, shuddering, your whole body caught up in staring at my feet, in worshipping, thinking about them, or just watching them sway. And in your head, thinking about the vulnerability and trust inherent in letting you, for example, rub your face against, or move your hands over, or grind your body against my feet, or letting me trace slowly, maybe 1 foot under your chin, raising your chin up with my toes, then sliding them down over your collarbone, soft, smooth soles of my feet over your chest, resting the toes on your nipples, pinching between them lightly, letting you just feel the way you're being toyed with, while my hands might do something else. Adjust a microphone, slide between my own legs, slip my clothing off, even play with you while my feet are elsewhere. I'm quite flexible, and there is an appeal to me, and I hope to you, of I laying over your body, running my feet over you, my hands exploring elsewhere, using every bit of myself to torment every bit of you, and the more you are aroused by, attracted to, drawn to, fetishizing, dreaming of my feet trampling or rubbing or softly massaging your mind into malleable submission, the more pleasure I'm going to get out of it in turn. Both because it's nice to know you're getting lost in your own reverie, inhaling deeply long, slow breaths as I press my feet to your face or slide them down over your chest or slip them between your legs. And because there is something pleasurable in the look on your face when you slip away, in the look on you being affected by me opening up, me letting you touch, massage, apply affection to my feet, my soles, my toes, as I rub them over you, your mind fixating more and more as you annex genital pleasure to access to my feet. So if you are massaging them, the occasional twitching spark between your legs will just mirror the ones you're sending to mine, with the sensitive nerve endings of my feet being massaged or breathed on, kissed, stared at even, the heat of relaxing pleasure that unites later with an invigorating spark from you just getting so lost in your own growing, fixating, hypnotically fortified, but naturally occurring obsession with, desire for, yearning for, arousal from my feet, under them, wanting not just to access them, to worship, to kneel, to be allowed an opportunity to bring me pleasure through them, but wanting specifically to lay back and be controlled by, pressed under, to be led to a place where thoughts of my feet fill your head so completely that under my soul is where you want to be, and all I would need to do to make your eyes cross and then close as the eyelids get weary, and then your thoughts get drowned out in worship, obey, serve, enjoy in the thoughts of my feet would be to rest the sole of one across your face, maybe even crossing my legs, the other foot far up out of reach, so if you look past the toes lightly dangling in front of you, you might see the other foot as I sit, maybe typing away, maybe recording something else. But you can be given a convenient fixation, a convenient entrancing mechanism, so that by the time I'm done with other business, being under my feet and building your fetish for them, your fixation upon them as they sway back and forth as image after image floods and controls. Well, it can mean that by the time I'm done with something else, you are open, vulnerable, ready, and can be tranced with this and more, can be hypnotically indulged. So all of your hypnotic enjoyment can be enhanced and improved if only you fixate upon, enjoy, really get behind an ever-growing fetish for my feet swaying back and forth, pressing softly the soles to your face or between your legs. If you can get into the idea that I'm leaving a vulnerable, sexually sensitive part of myself out for you to touch, out for you to caress, out for you to bring me pleasure with, and I gain pleasure from seeing the honest, blank expression on your face as my feet sink you deeper, slide you under, giving you more and more ways to pleasure me back, as your mind is tenderized and prepared by the presence or the pressure of my feet above you, you underneath, under my soles, under my heel, under my toes, rubbing or sliding down your body, lightly tapping away, stimulating and awakening your nerve endings as they go. And I can press both feet between your legs and just let you feel the pressure, the friction, give you something to hump against, grind upon. Or I can dangle them one and then the other, lightly swishing back and forth, as I sit on a couch or a chair relaxing and you lay on the floor below staring, whether on hands and knees or prostrate with your face down against them. And I'll feel the heat, the pleasure, the stimulation of you touching, but you increasingly will associate your needy physical response to masturbation and my pleasure-dripping pussy with the touch, the sensation of my feet against you, you worshipping, dripping, mewling, moaning. All the things that feel best can be contained and encapsulated in the experience of being allowed access to my feet. Access to one of your new favorite things as they swish back and forth, as they apply pressure to your face, as I slide my toes over your nipples, as I slip one foot between your legs, tell you to close your thighs and hump mindlessly the only stimulation you need, the friction of grinding against my feet till you come, my toes are sticky with the sign of your pleasure. That's what you want to do. You want to share that mark of your desire, of you underfoot, And all it takes is to surrender to an ever-growing impulse that is also hypnotically useful. And let's face it, pleasurable and arousing to me. Any kind of body worship is, but having you simply fall under from my feet being used in a dominant, assertive way as a tool of fixation, well, it's convenient for me. It's arousing for me. And it's a place where we connect, where we achieve a meeting of the minds and we agree about this thing. Your mind might build up increasing pleasure, and doing so would create opportunities for me to help you feel better and better. So the part of your subconscious which takes on board any pleasurable experience says, yeah, I'm starting to get pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. When you think of my feet, that's what you're starting to get. When you think of being pressed under them, being put in your place, you think of pleasure, pleasure, heat, and growing conditioning. And the longer you're undergoing hypnotic pleasure, masturbatory experience, the longer you're dreaming and fantasizing about my feet as you build and build and accept that what you were neutral about has now become a growing, arousing obsession where to be exposed to the sight of them, the mention of them, the feel of them against you is to start getting turned on. And every time it happens, that's another incident in the long log of events which reinforce a desire for and arousal from my feet, from the specific experience of forcing pleasure into my body that goes right to my clit, buzzes and makes me soaked. It has me licking my lips and thinking about what I'm going to do later when you've been pressed under my feet for so long, when you've been put in your place, but I then am left with urges similar to yours, built up from the experience of you obsessing over, of you worshipping over, of you falling under my feet, and that answering connection of pleasure, that comfort between us where each of us knows the other is affected by this phenomenon just makes that fetish a more comfortable thing. Thinking about my feet as also being the seat of rapport, the site of connection, the place the spark comes between us, is going to make it such a comfortable and comforting fetish, sexual experience, erotic event, that you're going to want to build it up. Even if before you were thinking about feet, you were like, eh, don't really care, doesn't particularly arouse me. But you still had the potential to feel arousal when you experienced it with me. Well, now you're going to have a long log of connecting events in your head where, she talked about pressing her feet between my legs and I squeezed my thighs. I humped mindlessly at the air. You're going to have a long log of proof. You get very turned on when I start talking about this. And that alone isn't enough. But knowing there are mutual benefits to you letting that fetish grow, that's going to build the linkage in your head. And eventually you're going to be like, yeah, it's just the case that I get turned on when she presses her feet against me. Get turned on and whimper and mewl at the idea of begging to kiss or stare at or worship in any way. That eventually you're going to have that powerful association where, rather than some kind of forced, robotic response, you are yourself manufacturing an enthusiastic pursuit of fetishizing my feet, of falling under them, of bringing pleasure through them, because it brings pleasure to us both. It works with our scheme of rapport, because there are so many motivating reasons that are themselves intensely pleasurable that you're going to just want to do it on your own. You could reject all of this, but you'd be throwing away a wonderful fixation vehicle that is also one of my fetishes, and so brings you closer to me, building rapport, which enhances all hypnotic training and instruction. And you're also just going to end up turning yourself on. And the idea of being pressed down, pinned down, put in your place already appeals to you. And perhaps even the idea of me creating, doing something else, using you to blow off steam by arousing you with torment from the nimble movement of my feet, that probably turns you on. And so, like all fetishes, eventually, the symbolic knowledge that once my feet come into the equation, you have an opportunity to pleasure me in my vulnerable arousal, and to be vulnerable yourself, to be the subject of attentions tied to, tied into, trampled under my feet. And you'll think about every little detail about kissing the toes or taking them into your mouth, about my soles pressing firmly on your body, letting you feel pressure and strength there, about me positioning you, using nothing more than the soles of my feet to move and turn your body, to spread your legs by pushing the soles against the backs of your knees, raising them up, putting you in a vulnerable position so I can press one sole lengthwise between your legs and rock back and forth, providing variable pleasure and pressure, better than any masturbation, because it comes with the strong symbolism of our connection and the awareness that as I feel your heat against my foot, if I feel your lips kissing my toes, if I hear you breathing deeply, indulging, really sensorially taking in the presence and image of my feet and being hypnotized, triggered, slid under by it, look, I'm going to get turned on. I'm going to soak the chair above you or the seat I'm resting on. I'm going to have to eventually get the arousal out of my system, and it won't just be my feet. It'll eventually be my pussy sliding against your face, or it'll eventually be me grinding, scissoring, rubbing, or any and everything else that might just need to happen will happen. Rubbing against you, pinning you in place, feeling me there. I'm going to end up giving in and needing an outlet, and so you might as well take a shortcut. Annex and connect the experience of pleasuring my feet, seeing my feet kissing, breathing deeply against, rubbing them against you, grinding on them, to the experience of my pussy grinding against you, covering your face, scissoring, rubbing between your legs as I grind and provide friction, or sliding your fingers against it, getting to finger, massage, rub my clit, slip fingers into my wet sex, that and more. Connect and annex them together, so that you respond to my feet the same way you would to my pussy, because any road that begins with you worshipping, whimpering, mewling under my feet probably ends with my pussy soaked from the arousal of opening myself up, letting you serve, and slide, and sink, and build your fetish ever stronger, as you now understand some of the underpinnings, the logic, the rationale, and why, as a symbolic stand-in, there are certain conveniences to just worshipping my feet while I do something else to get you ready so that at the end, your mind is tenderized and prepared. All your thoughts are chanting, worship, serve, sink for, be placed under her feet. And then anything else we add later, anything you get to do later, anything I need to do to discharge my arousal later, is just extra on top of the fetishistic pleasure of getting to masturbate to my feet, getting to stare at, lick, be pressed under, hypnotized by, as they sway back and forth, one and two, as you are tranced by my feet. All the additional things become less important because you could get off just from being allowed to stare at, to worship up close, to fall under, and to enjoy the building connection between us, inspired from and spawned from this fetish training regimen, where your mind now says, okay, even if I was neutral on them before, a few notches have definitely been added to a meter in your head that says how much you love, adore, submit for, sink under, worship, and whimper at the very thought of my feet, and how much physical arousal happens just from me showing you, just from me telling you, just from me commanding or pinning or bringing about your contact with what is now so obviously another fetish key to turn in the lock of your hypnotic and growing pleasure.